Blackstone Audio presents Tyndall, The Man Who Gave God an English Voice by David Teams. This book is read by Simon Vance. To Ward Allen. Where the spirit is, it is always summer. William Tyndall. Prologue. Do you not know me? My name is Tyndall. Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heavens of invention! A kingdom for a stage, princes to act, and monarchs to behold the swelling scene. William Shakespeare, Henry V. The old world was dying, and with an inch of poison around its heart. The Middle Ages was coming to its slow, climactic end, and in a blaze of flesh and madness. It would not give up without a fight. Otherwise good men were swept up in a kind of collective psychosis. The times were treacherous, and Henry VIII was king. Church and state tolerated a kind of shared headship, often a troubled or aggravated headship, but a league nonetheless. Rulers were validated with a nod from Rome, and the papal court was not unlike that of royalty. The apparatus was long in play. The Englishman became as much an outlaw by disobedience to the one as by disobedience to the other. Christianity was indeed the matrix of medieval life. You could do very little without the blessing of the Church. The Catholic Church governed birth, marriage, death, sex, and eating, made the rules for law and medicine, gave philosophy and scholarship their subject matter. It taught the faithful how to spend their money, how to sweat their tithe, what to believe, what to think. Culture grew within and around the church. She was the watchful parent, and membership was not optional.